Good evening, everyone. It's good to see all of y'all gathered here this evening. Tonight's service is for this purpose. You see everything around us? You notice? Well, this is not about tonight. This is about tomorrow night. You want to know about it? Get here before 7 o'clock if you want to come see the elementary Christmas program. Not elementary, the Liberty Academy Christmas program. There'll be a bunch of elementary kids. There'll be a bunch of middle school, and there'll be quite a few high school students that will be here, up here on this stage tomorrow. You will be thankful that you came and saw what Liberty Baptist Church is investing in. If you look around, you'll see some here, and you'll see one over there, but when you come tomorrow night, you're going to say, "Where did all of them come from?" Tomorrow night, remember this. All right, so that's tomorrow night. Tonight, though, is all about the blood covenant. Everything God wants to do, and it's all about what He wants to do. It's not about what we want Him to do, because He wants to do exceeding abundantly above all we think or ask. And everything is here. It's right in this. The perfect life that makes it possible. The precious blood that pays totally for it. You don't get to do anything except have faith. And God doesn't ask you to have a whole lot. He asks you to have a little bit. Can you have a little bit of faith? And if you got a little bit of faith, can you go out and invite people when we have this opportunity to have the blood covenant? Because most people, they think that the Lord's Supper is really the most boring thing that the church does. Whenever Abraham offered up sacrifices, he wanted all of his neighbors to know what he was doing. He wanted them to know. And so tonight, we should say, "Oh, knock, 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 knock. It's a little late. You can't go out tonight and get anybody here. Knock, 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 knock." When we're doing it the next time, you need to go knock, 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 knock on your neighbor's door and say, "What are you doing on Wednesday night? You need to come. We're going to be doing the Lord's Supper." And they go, "That's boring." No, it's not. When they come, everything comes into play because of this. All right. Everybody stand up. We're going to sing Standing on the Promises. Standing on the Promises. I'll make sure that gets up there, because we're going to offer up my Standing on the Promises of Christ my King. I apologize, Sheila, for not letting you. There it is. Are y'all ready to sing?
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. I'm standing on the promises. God, look at Sandy. I'm standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Abraham, God said, "Get out of this land you're in. I want to show you a land. I want to give it to you, and I'm going to give it to your descendants forever. It's going to belong to them." So Abraham went along. He began to get wealthy as he was traveling in tents. You ever heard of anybody getting wealthy except for the carnival? And he didn't have a carnival. He was getting wealthy in tents. And they said, "How do you do that?" And he said, "Come and watch as I celebrate the blood covenant I have with my God." Second verse.
Standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, I'm standing. Standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Y'all may be seated. People would come and watch him while he offered up the sacrifices, and they'd say, "Do you think your God wants to do for me what he's doing for you?" And he'd say, "I don't know. I know this, though. My God loves sinners, because my family was a sinful family, and God came looking for me. and he hasn't stopped blessing me. Let's see, Brother Owens, I'm going to need you. Brother Willie, I'm going to need you. So y'all need to make your way down here, because we're just going to go right into this tonight and get this done. You're going to, and if y'all will work together, y'all can go ahead and start unveiling that. You're going to see up here unleavened bread on either side, and you're going to see grape juice in the blue container and the wine in the silver container. And you're going to say, boring. No, 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 no. It's what it represents. Because one day, what this represents, you're going to see face to face. And seeing Him will totally change everything about you. And if you've been saved, you're in the process of being changed right now. But when you see Him, you will totally be changed. Let's see, Retha, have you been able to talk with Brenda? Because you said you were trying to get a hold of her. I just want to make sure that y'all connect. All right, so you're going to see the silver container has the wine. The blue container has the grape juice. And if y'all will stand on either side in case somebody needs help when they're coming down. You'll choose between the blue container, which has the grape juice, and the silver container, which has the wine. The unleavened bread represents the only perfect life there has ever been. If y'all are looking at me and you're saying, well, I'm disappointed, you don't have a perfect life. You're right. I am not perfect yet, and I will not be perfect until I see Him face to face. So that unleavened bread represents His perfect life. The grape juice and the wine in the silver, grape juice in the blue, that represents His innocent, precious blood. This is what pays for a blood covenant. This is what pays for a relationship with God. This is what pays so that you know that God is always for you, because this doesn't represent the blood of animals. Heard a little girl recently say, you mean in sacrifices they killed innocent animals? Well, do you understand? For sinners, for sin to be taken care of, blood must be shed. Those animals only represented the only person who would ever have innocent, perfect blood. So you come down, you take a portion of the bread, you'll take a portion of the fruit of the vine, you'll hold them in your hands, you'll say, I think I'm going to try to hold on to Jesus. And you'll go back to your seat, and you'll think about His perfect life and His precious blood. And you'll say, wow, does God want to bless me like He blessed Abraham? I think He wants to bless you more than you could possibly understand. And then after everybody has come and after everybody is seated, then we will all take the bread together, and we will all take the fruit of the vine together. And we will celebrate that there's a God who says, I want to be in a blood covenant with you. I want to be. So that you can depend upon me to keep my promises, to give my blessings, and to make plans whenever it seems like you've messed everything up. And yes, you have messed everything up, but He's still able to make plans. Okay, having done all of this, we're going to, if you're not able to come today, tonight, then Brother Tommy will take care of this side, Brother Willie will take care of this side. Kind of watch the people that are coming and see those that are not. If you say, well, I don't feel like I'm worthy of coming, you're not. The reason we're coming is because Jesus is worthy. We're wanting to hold on to Him. You're going to have that cup. You're going to have that bread. You're going to say, I'm holding on, Jesus. I'm holding on. And He's going to say, that's a pretty good faith you got going right there. Just hold on to me. All right. And if they'll bring it to you if you can't come yourself. If you believe that He lived the perfect life and His blood is what pays for salvation, get on down here. And if you say, well, I don't know if I believe it, get on down here anyway and at least begin to think about this marvelous relationship with God. For the first row stand and come, and would each row stand and come after that row in front? Yes, sir. The greatest story ever told was the sacrifice of Jesus.
bless you, Flossie. What blessings and promises you're claiming for yourself tonight? Do you know that? Do you know that you are claiming blessings and promises for yourself? You are. When you come and do this, God is saying, angels, all my other children, come and watch. Just like Abraham claimed blessings and promises, they are claiming blessings and promises too. But not just for yourself. Let's see, on this side, I believe, you just need to go to Paul. I don't know that you need to go to anyone. Is there anyone on this side that needs to have... Yeah, you need to go back to Virginia. Virginia, you're back there, so if you'll take the... She'll want the wine. Okay? And that, and she'll get to choose the one that she wants that way. You're claiming not just for yourself. How many people belong to you? How many of you work with somebody in your office and you can hardly stand to work with them, but they're your boss? They belong to you. How many people live on either side of you, and you're seeing them in deteriorating situations? They belong to you. How many people do you go to church with, and you're seeing them in their situations, and you're wondering, how is that going to work out? They belong to you. How many children and grandchildren and other relatives do you have? Because you're here tonight. You're claiming blessings and promises for them too. That's why you want them to come and to do this. You want them to come and be a part of this. Come on, we're still doing it. Come on down. You want them to come and be a part of this. To enjoy a God. Who makes promises, who gives blessings, and who makes plans. Do you want the grape juice or the wine? Either one? Take her the wine. No, please. I'm glad you're here. Yes. Okay. All right. So now then we have, everyone has been able to have the unleavened bread. You should have that in your hand. You're holding on to Jesus' perfect life. Everybody has a cup of the grape juice or of the wine. You're holding on to the fact that salvation is paid for because of innocent, precious blood. Now then, we're going to celebrate blessings that we don't currently have. Promises that we have not realized yet. Remember, not just for us. We've got people that belong to us. We want them to be at the throne like we are right now. Whew! God lets me come to the throne too. There's going to come a day you'll realize He brought them into that kind of relationship. All right. So we're going to do what is in 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, verse 23. Paul wrote, by the Holy Spirit, God is speaking here, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, did he know he was going to be betrayed? Yeah, he already knew. It was going to happen that night. They were all going to desert him in a few hours. Did he know that? Yes, he already knew. But he's thanking God because he knows what can happen when men and women can believe in the blood covenant. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. Would you break this bread, giving thanks to God for what is now ready to come into being? And he gave it to them and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." I'd love to tell you that's just the best tasting cracker I've ever had. But it's not the cracker that's important. It's the perfect life that he was willing to give for us and to us. After that same manner, giving thanks. He's still giving thanks. Do you realize that at the right hand of God right now in heaven, he's giving thanks for us? And after the same manner of giving thanks, he also took the cup. And when he had supped of it, he gave it to them, saying, "This cup is the New Testament, the new covenant in," Jesus is speaking, "my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The Holy Spirit goes on to say three words that are very important. "For as often." And we've gotten to where we do it every Sunday morning. And we're getting to where we do it every second Wednesday night. And in November and Christmas, we're probably going to do it. We've done it twice back in November. We're probably going to do it twice this month. You need to let people know. Come. Celebrate the blood covenant with us. "Well, I don't know. I don't belong to your church." Do you belong to Jesus? Are you thinking that maybe it would be a good thing to belong to Jesus? Then come. Come and celebrate. Get a hold of him. Get a hold of that bread and that cup and say, "I'm holding on to Jesus." "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do celebrate, you do show the Lord's death till he come again." We'll have a prayer and then we're going to stand and we're going to sing Amazing Grace. We'll sing the first verse and then we will sing, "The Lord has promised good to me," because this is all about the standing on the promises. Okay, would you bow with me in prayer? Father, it's a good thing to have a Savior who was willing to give thanks for us. And give thanks for what you were going to do. I want to follow after a Savior like that. I want to believe in what's yet to be, because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Everybody stand up. We're going to sing as we go out of this place, "Amazing Grace, and the Lord has promised good to me." Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. Has he promised you? The Lord has promised good to me. Abraham believed it. His word, my hope, secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures.
Jesus' name, walk out of here with all that the blood covenant can bring into play. Tell other people that you've claimed blessings for them tonight and promises for them tonight. Amen.